It's often very common shaila is that Tzolah men get a call, and Baruch Hashem, because that Tzolah guys are so helpful. So you have 20, and I have first-hand experience, Baruch Hashem. So you have 20 guys come to Hatzolah call, and what happens? How many are actually needed? Two, three, four. And the question is, very basic question, can you prevent, should you prevent the remaining Hatzolah men from coming? In other words, person Rachman Hatzolah has a heart attack, all you need is two, three, four Hatzolah guys there. So they give out the call, and 20 people respond to the call, they're all running. Two people or three, four people make it there first. Can the guy, the operator, call the other ones and tell them, you don't need to come? In other words, they are going to get into their car and drive there on Shabbos. Talking about Shabbos, obviously. Shabbos, they're going to drive there on Shabbos to save the call, but they're not necessary. But on the other hand, they left with a heter to go because they didn't know they were unnecessary as they were leaving. So can you do a malacha, maybe the Rabban and the Raisa, to prevent them from coming? You're with me on the question? Happens all the time. It's very important to know how can you prevent them from coming. They're going to leave their wives and leave their house just to run all hours of the night. They're going to drive in a car on Shabbos. Should you prevent it or not? Says the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Chav Ches Yod, Rama says that if Mishirotzim Anso Sheyavra Avera Gedola, people want to force someone to do a big Avera, Ein Mechalon Olav HaShabbos Kidei Latzilo. You are not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to prevent the other guy from getting forced to do an Avera. You're with me? In other words, the guy is being forced to do an Avera. You have the ability to stop him, but by doing so, you would have to be Mechal Shabbos. Mutter or Aser. Says Shulchan Aruch, Aser, says the Rabbi Mishnah Berurah, De'ein omrim lo adam chata bishvil sheyizke chavercha. We don't tell a person, you sin, in order to prevent your friend from sinning as well. Straight up Ramah, which would seem to say that, what? That you are not allowed to do a sin to prevent someone else from doing perhaps a greater sin. That's the Shulchan Aruch Ramah, that's the Mishnah Berurah. Comes along the Shevin Alevi and asks our question. Can a Hatzolah person be, can the operator call the Hatzolah, or the sick person, call the Hatzolah person to say, I'm not needed anymore. Let's say a person thinks he's having a, he's choking, Rachman Litzvon. Then someone does, I am a chmanuver, and he saves his life. And if 20 guys are on the way there, can you call the remaining guys who are on their way and say, guess what? You don't need to come. Baruch Hashem, I'm still alive, and I'm saved. You don't need to come anymore. Can you cancel the call on Shabbos? So says the Shevet Alevi, he says, you cannot. Now, why not? He says very simply, he says, you're only going to do a derabbanan. What's the derabbanan? You're going to, let's say, even tell a guy to call the operator. I'm not sure if Hatzolah operator is Jewish or a guy. Does anyone know? It's a Jew. Fine. So if it's a Jew, so then perhaps it's a deraisa, depending on how the system works, depending on the electricity that's being used. But let's assume they have some way to do it at the Rabbanan. So we'll do the Shinoi, he'll do it in some lower level way. Can you do this on Shabbos? Do it the Rabbanan to prevent the guy who's driving, who's going to do many deraisas to get there.
Is he doing deraisas?
So presumably he's doing some deraisas.
I'm saying he's going for Hatzolah. He's not doing any deraisas.
Oh. So says the Shevet Alevi, guess what? Over here, you're not allowed to do that. Why? Because the guy who's the Hatzolah man who's coming is not doing any Avera. Why? Because he's going better. In fact, it's this week's Daf Yomi that says that if 10 people bring medicine to a person on Shabbos and they all carry outside a tchum or whatever, they all do averas, they all pick it from a tree on Shabbos, it's all mutter. How many medicines do you need? You only need one pill. But if 10 people go bring it, so all 10 did not violate Shabbos. Why? Because all 10 thought that they were the only one pill. Same thing over here. It's exactly the same in this case, says the Shevet Alevi. So you, the operator, are not allowed to call. The Jewish operator cannot violate the Rabbanan to save the other people from doing Daraisas. Why? Because they're going better. There is no Daraisa violation over here. That's what the Shevet Alevi says. Comes along Menishmas Avram. Dr. Avram, right? Dr. Avram. So, right? And it's Avram ben Avram, right? It's and so he quotes from the Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, who asked this exact question. Listen to what Rav Shlomo Zalman says. He says very basic. Shkemen she'oso rofe mechalas haShabbos beheter. The doctor, the Hatzolman who's coming, is mechal Shabbos with permission. V'kavanoso haTzolus nefesh. He's leaving his house to go drive in the car because he thinks that he's needed. Yekabo scharo min haShamayim. He gets schar from Shemayim. V'aser la'avar al shum avera. You, the operator, can't do any avera now. Even to prevent him from doing many isurim. Why? He's not doing any isur. When the guy leaves his house to drive a car on Shabbos, he thinks he's necessary, or he, at that point, maybe. Well, so that's the question. Let's say it's a 20 seconds, 20 seconds into the call, the sick person is already saved. He's still running to his car to get to his car. He's going to get into his car. By the time he turns on his car, he's not needed anymore.
But his action started before.
Yeah, but the malacha didn't start before. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, you're right. I can't argue with you. Rav Shlomo Zalman says you're 100% correct, since his kavana was permitted. But Rav Shlomo Zalman says an extra but. But, omnam, omnam, no, what was the problem? Was the problem?
Not the Apsala guys. They're calling in the thing. They're coming.
Oh, so if they're calling, they're coming back. So I don't know exactly how it works, but let's say two groups calling. So let's make it a case one group calls and that they're necessary. Yeah. So one person says he's going to come. By the time he gets there, the chol is already on. The case that they give is chol is Rachman and son already dead. So let's not do that case. That's a depressing case. The chol is already saved. That's the post can talk about both cases. Let's assume the guy's choking, and then his wife does the Heimlich maneuver, and they call Hatzala back and say, "Okay, guess what? It's not needed anymore." So now, can you call over the radio to the people and say, "We don't need him anymore"? Are you allowed to do that or not?
He's on the. If you.
He has. It doesn't make a difference. Maybe he's left. It doesn't mean he has one. Does I don't know.
If he answers the says the Hebrew. He's missing shul. He's missing.
Forget about shul. Let's talk about Doraisa's bavaning Shabbos.
He's gonna miss out something.
He's gonna miss Shabbos. Yeah.
What's that? If he gets the call that he shouldn't come, he could go to shul and daven with
me. Yeah, but I've got better issues, bigger issues than that. He's gonna drive a car on Shabbos. He's about to go into his car and put on the sirens and Doraisa. No.
If no one calls him more.
Yeah.
What if another Hatzalah
comes? Excellent. So we're moving on to it. So Shlomo Zalman says, you're not allowed to call him and prevent him from coming. But, he says, a big but, says Rav Avram, he says, if you could get a goy to call him, Amir al-Akum, then it's permitted. So in other words, if the operator is Jewish, he can't make the call. But if there's a Nachri there, you could ask the Nachri to do it. End of Rav Avram. So I saw the sefer called very aptly named sefer called Mishnas Hatzala by apparently the Rav of the Posik of Modi'in, sort of Eisenbach apparently is a Rav Amachshav Hatzala of Modi'iniwit, and he writes, he says, I don't get the difference. What's the difference between doing a Durabanan or asking an Achri to do it? No, asking an Achri to do it is also Durabanan. So how come Rav Shlomo Zalman says you're allowed to ask an Achri to make the call and say, Don't come, but you yourself can't do it in a Durabanan fashion. So he tries to hem and haw, and he tries to give an explanation. He says, well, maybe you could say that when you don't do an Isser by your hands, you're not actually the one making the phone call, you're just telling the Nachri to do it. It's a lower level Isser. And he says, the rabbis didn't make a Gzer in that case. He says, still, it's hard to understand. So then he gives another Svar. He says, you know what? Maybe he's going to be needed for another call. So therefore, we allow you to do Amir al-Akam to prevent the that Hatzala guy from having to come because maybe he's going to be necessary for another call.
What about preventing the drive home? Which is that?
I'm saying the driving home, you're saying is that, yeah, I hear you. It's that you're preventing other Chil Shabbos, which is only Bidyev. That's interesting, Svar. I'm not sure. It's a good point. Another similar Svar, that, which is maybe really this next point now, but I'm thinking about it, is another Svar that he gives, is that if you don't call the Hatzala guy, what's going to happen next time? Imagine if you're a Hatzala guy and you have to go to 20 calls, your first 20 calls from a job, what are they? They're all false calls. You're already too late. The guy's already, Chmanutz on Nifter already, or the guy's already, Machmanutz cured. Either case, you're going to be turned off from being a tzala guy. You want to be able to come home and tell your wife, I saved the guy's life today, mamash was unbelievable. Here, all you did is you're too late to the action. So after 20 times, 2, 3, 4 times, you're going to give up already. So he says, maybe that's as far why you're allowed to tell the nachri, to tell you, don't come, because at that point already, you'll be encouraged to come next time, which is a little bit of a svar. That's the svar why we let you come home, so you'll go do it next time. So it's a little bit what you're saying. So Shlomo Zalman is very machmir. In some ways, he's very machmir. He doesn't let you call him to prevent, but he allows you to ask an achri. Comes along with Sefer Kinyan Torah, and he says, well, you know what? It depends on Pikuach Nefesh. I thought someone was going to mention this to you. Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Hutra, or dechuya. In other words, if you have permission to violate Shabbos for a chola, is it completely permitted, or is it just like we allow you to do it when necessary, but you try to minimize as much as possible? So this is a big machlokas throughout all Hilcha Shabbos. But he says that should be relevant over here, because if you say it's hutra, it's completely permitted. So if you think that you're needed on Shabbos, so you don't think about anything else. You don't worry about whether the guy is really alive or not alive, or he's cured or not cured. It's hutra. It's completely mutter. You're allowed to do whatever you want on Shabbos. So therefore, you don't have to have an operator come and prevent him from coming, because he did it, it was completely hutra. But if you say it's dechuya, meaning we try to minimize chil Shabbos as much as possible, so hello, if the guy is already cured already and you haven't left your house, what's the heter to get into a car? It's only dechuya in limited circumstances, but here there's no net need. And says the King in Torah, he says even more. Let me ask you a question. Who's that tzala guy here? How many false calls, as Rav Feldstein said, how many false calls do Hatzalah guys get? Probably a significant amount of their calls are people being overly cautious or asking to do things that really are not in the purview of Hatzalah, you know, to be doing. And they just try to take advantage of Hatzalah. So if those cases, so if there are those false calls, it's really only suffik pikuach nefesh. Every time that you violate Shabbos as a tzolah guy, it's not vadai pikuach nefesh, it's suffik pikuach nefesh. So already if it's suffik pikuach nefesh for you to get in the car, we try to minimize suffik pikuach nefesh as much as possible. Yes, if you know a guy is dying next, you know, 5 blocks away, you could easily drive there, no questions asked. If you're not sure if the guy is dying, or you're not sure if the guy is just needs to be, I don't know, helped a little bit, but it's not a suffik, not a pikuach nefesh, then of course halacha allows you to go there because you're not sure. But then if we can prevent you from going by having the operator call and prevent you, so then we would allow that, says the Kinyan Torah. In fact, it's for sure permitted to ask a goy to make the phone call. And he says, though, perhaps maybe it would be permitted for you to do a durabbanan as well. That's what he suggests. He just points out that, another point, if you call the guy to tell him not to come, so now we have the walkie-talkies. I don't think you have to do malacha to hear the walkie-talkie. But let's say you have to call him and he has to pick up the phone to answer. So you have the doctor, let's say a doctor. You call a doctor to come, you need, guy's having a heart attack, so you call some cardiologist, I don't know, you need him. And now he's about to come, but you want to call him and tell him now, don't, you're not needed anymore. So you're going to call him, he's going to pick up his phone again, and now he's not going to do millions more malacha daraisa by coming and getting in his car and driving and stopping and honking, whatever it is. So there's, you're doing one isur daraisa by picking up the phone to prevent multiple isur daraisa. That already, the Kinyan Torah says he's not sure already. It gets a little bit confusing. He ends that with the tzarchin. Final marmakum is the Vayan David. He says, guess what? If you're the chole, if you're the operator who called him and told him to come, you better call him and tell him not to come. Because he wasn't going to be Mechal Shabbos if not for you. So because he's being Mechal Shabbos because of you, if you are able to stop him, so you, because it's not like, oh, not preventing your friend from doing an Isser that he was going to do anyway. He's only doing the Isser, you know why? Because you commanded him to do it. Now, he's assuming the premise of this is that it is an Isser, right?
Right, but even if he said it is, he doesn't know where that person is at the point, and why is it better for him to be Mechal Shabbos again?
Who the operator is saying. Well, the operator called, the operator was one who, the chola or the operator was one who caused him to be Mechal Shabbos. So now if you realize it was a false call,
you don't know where he is at that point, and then if you're saying it's better for the chola to be Mechal Shabbos again,
He seems to be saying, yeah, if you were the one who called him, and now you could prevent him from doing countless Isurim, so you are allowed to violate an Isur to Rabban. Who doesn't know what? Yeah, but you're so okay, fine. So you're saying it's a suffix. You're saying it's a suffix if you're even going to prevent him from doing.
Right, for sure.
So I guess make it a case where you know that he's about to do a couple of Isurim. It's not like there's a 10-15 minute gap in between. It's a 30-second gap. A guy's choking. He saves it. Calls it Salah. Saves himself right away. And now they call it Salah guys to prevent them from coming a 10-5-10 minute ride. But I hear you. That's an interesting knechtet. Another last svara, and we'll end with this. This is a murder svara by the Vayan David. He says, you know what? You could even violate perhaps a daraisa. You know why? You yourself could pick up a phone and do a daraisa, or if you have to do a daraisa malacha to prevent that tzala guy from coming. Because you know why, he says? It's sakonis nefashos for that tzala guy to drive to you. Why? Because that tzala guy knows it's dangerous. You go through red lights, you have to do, you know, speed and etc. He says, so for you to, you, it's a suffix, pikuach nefesh, for that tzala guy every time he comes and drives and saves you. It's a wild svara. Then he kind of backtracks. He says, I don't know if that's the case. You have to really go and check if, do that tzala guys just drive like regular normal guys? They just drive a little bit fast. He says, he's not sure about that. But according to that, that would be a tremendous heter. Now, I did not speak, that I was away for Shabbos. I have to find out what the Queen's Hatzalah Minog is. It would be interesting to find out what they do or not. I'm not sure. Presumably, that they I don't know, I would imagine that they do.
Try to send as few people as possible.
Yeah, that's what I would imagine they would cancel. But I wonder if they have an Arachim doing it, or they do it through a Rabbanan. I'm not sure. We'll do our homework. We'll get back to that. Halacha Maisa.